Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Welcome to another episode of Mom Life Unfiltered on Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast. This is Jere, and I am so glad that you are here. And let's get into it, because you know I like to get straight to the point. All right, today's episode is one of those real life moments that honestly shifted how I see parenting. Like, I'm always giving myself feedback and thinking about ways that I can get better with parenting. This is one of those moments. So tune in, get comfortable, and you can listen in. Because what started as a situation that could have frustrated me actually turned into one of my favorite moments with my oldest son. So 2 weeks ago, my son didn't want to take a nap. And you already know how that go. I'm like, during nap time, that's me time. I'm not trying to share this time, split this time, nothing. This is a time that I can decompress. So you know, I felt some type of way. I'm like, all right. But I'm like, okay, it is what it is. Just let's do it. Because in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, here we go. But instead of forcing it or getting frustrated, I just pivoted a little bit. My youngest was asleep, but I had dishes to watch. I had dishes to wash, lunch to make, and things to do. So I told him, come on, help me wash these dishes in the kitchen. So he went to go get his step stool. And then we made a thing. I modeled for him. And y'all, that moment turned into something I didn't even expect. He was standing there washing the dishes. Like, I showed him, okay, first you start with the cups and then silverware, then the bowls, and just showing him how I wash it and then seeing him do it. It was a moment. It made me a little emotional, I'm not gonna lie, because he was washing dishes, like really washing them. He was focused. And I had to check myself in real time too, because naturally as moms, we want to fix it, correct it, do it fast, to do it the right way. Like, he had water splashing at one point trying to clean the dish off, then he'll turn the water on trying to rinse it, just making a mess. And for me, I'm like, hey, you know, want to jump in and be like, hey, you're making a mess, or watch out what you're doing. And sometimes we have to take a moment to step back. I had to tell myself, let him lead so that he can learn. Yes, it's going to be messy, okay? It's going to be messy, but he's learning. He's not going to always make a big mess like this as he washes dishes, right? And if you don't know, my son is 4 years old. My oldest son, at this moment, is this podcast release, he's 4 years old. So he washed them and I dried. So y'all know, like on the little movies on TV when people are doing like eating dinner and somebody was like, I'll wash you dry. It was one of those moments. Like, we're having a conversation, just talking. He washing the dishes. I'm on the other side of the sink, drying them, rinsing them and drying them off for him. And the only time I stepped in was to guide him. Like, hey, you missed a spot here. Make sure you get that, because, you know, nobody want that on a bowl when they pull it out the cupboard. And when I show him how to wash the knives, I'm like, son, at first I'm like, I don't know if I want you to wash the knives. Like, these are sharp. I don't know. And I model for him. I'm like, okay, you hold the handle. This is how you wash it. I'll show him one side, the other side, and you rinse it. And I'm like, you never leave the knives in the water in case you cut your finger. And his face lit up. He was like, mommy, please let me try. Please let me try. And I'm like, okay, here you go. And he was washing them. He was really washing the knives. And his face lit up. He was just so proud of himself, just grinning the whole time. Like, mommy, look, I did do it. And in that moment, I thought about how special this moment has been. And just reminding me what it looks like. Why people enjoy washing dishes when you're washing dishes with someone, like the conversation and just being present in that moment. That's what it felt. Not rushed, not forced, just connecting. And it made me realize sometimes you miss these moments because we're too focused on control or just trying to get the task done. And for me, I'm learning to just slow down more, be present. Yes, it's tough to teach them how to do small tasks, but they're going to have to grow up and learn how to do these tasks. Like, not to go on a tangent, but even I'm teaching my kids how to iron their own clothes. My 2-year-old, he can iron his clothes. May not be perfect, but he's learning, and I'm giving them the tools that they could do it. They're learning how to fix their beds. They're learning how to, when it's time to get dressed, you pick your clothes out. You brush your teeth. You brush your hair. Make sure that you lotion down. You put your clothes on and you put your cologne on. And it's just these little moments show me they're little people now, but they're going to be adults one day. And I want them to be able to be independent in the sense of they know how to do things and mommy doesn't always have to do everything. I like to include them into the task, because here's the truth. Our kids learn by doing, not by us telling them, don't do this, don't touch that, stop. I just try to include them in it, even if it takes a little longer. Now, sometimes I do have boundaries. If I'm like, son, I'm trying to finish this, like, say, for example, I'm trying to finish folding up this laundry. I know you want to help me in this moment. Catch me next time, because mommy just ready to be old. Dang. Yes, I do have those moments, but I also have those moments where I'm like, girl, take 5 seconds just to show him how to fold that up so that he knows how to do it. And the way that their face lights up when you take that moment to show them how to do it is just, it's indescribable. I love it. I love it all. And you know, we are homeschooling family, so just including it in those tasks, it just makes me so happy. But I'm not gonna bore y'all with that. But I try to give them space to try. Even if it's not perfect, it's slower, it's messy. Like my youngest, he was trying to grab the iron and he flipped it over, all the water fell out. And it made a mess. It spilled on my husband's Kindle and everything. And I'm just like, okay, we're going to clean this up. Yes, I wish you would have waited, but it's cool. And we finished it up. We finished ironing the clothes. And it was like, okay, Jere, build a bridge and get over it. It's okay for it not to be perfect. It's okay to be messy, because what I saw in that moment was confidence, focus, and pride. And all his dishes were clean except one. And that's okay. That's why we're here, to guide them in the moments that they need to. But we have to sometimes let our kids leave within age-appropriate boundaries. Let me just say that. So now I'm thinking differently. Instead of always managing every moment, what if we invite them in? Let them help. Let them lead sometimes, because it has two things. It teaches them life skills and it creates connection. And honestly, it minimizes the constant correction. So if you're listening to this, I want you to think about this. Where can you let your child lead today? Maybe it's helping cook, cleaning up their own toys, getting dressed, organizing something. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be intentional. Because that moment reminded me, we're not just raising kids. We're guiding them into who they're becoming. And sometimes the best thing we can do is step back. And I'll talk to you next episode. Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from Quick Wellness Guide to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective. Or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.